let's get at it here, as it's our job this weekend to bring you up to date on the health news, the health events, the health stories, and your health story is the focus, obviously, of our attention much of the time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, weekdays and on the weekend. He's available at 888-553-7536. So if it's early for you, wipe the sleep out of your eyes. Get whatever waxes in your ears out of your ears. Get your brain in gear and call us at 888-553-7536 for unprecedented medical advice and information, the kind that you can't get anywhere else, pleasantly provided by a gentleman who is interested in your health and well-being. Big story this week about mental illness. Is this a number from our country or around the world, Ken?
Okay. Well, one in five have mental illness, Doug. This is the most recent year that this has been measured. This is 2010. This is from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. 20% of American adults, that's more than 45 million people, had some form of mental illness in 2010. And these figures cover people who have any mental illness. That means any diagnosable mental, emotional, or behavioral disorder, regardless, Doug, of whether or not it impairs a person's day-to-day life. The survey also looked at those with serious mental illness. And overall, it's an amazing 11.4 million American adults, about 5% of the adult population, had a disorder that greatly impaired their ability to function in daily life. So why are we having so much more mental illness? Is it because we're diagnosing more of it and it's always been there? Are we using more alcohol? Has the American family fallen apart and contributed to it? My opinion, it's probably a little bit of all of those.
All of the above. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougsteffen.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That information is easily found in the listen box, and you can find the old podcasts, and you can find hours of the weekend program, all kinds of interesting, informative, and sometimes amusing conversation. Story of Paula Deen. A lot of people talking about that. Seems that she gets what she's, I don't want to say gets what she deserves, but she certainly
is. Yeah, let's be nice.
Yeah, well, I don't mean that, and it doesn't have to be even in a negative sense.
Well, that's the big question. I'd love to hear from the listeners. Did Paula Deen, they think, get what she deserves? But this was a story everybody's been talking about this week. If you haven't heard it yet, Paula Deen, she was 65 this week. And where I am in the southeast, she's quite popular. In fact, my wife and daughter have gone up to visit her in her restaurant. She's now on TV. She's a Southern belle of butter and heavy cream. She makes no apologies for waiting 3 years to disclose that she has diabetes while she's been continuing to dish up deep-fried cheesecake and other high-calorie dishes on TV. Among her recipes, and I'm not making this up, is deep-fried cheesecake covered in chocolate and powdered sugar and a quiche that calls for a pound of bacon. She has this type 2 diabetes. So what's this all about? Because it's what many of us will have to face later in life if we don't maintain our ideal body weight. It begins at about age 45. It can occur earlier, but usually the risks are an age over 45 being overweight and being inactive. It affects a whopping 23 million Americans. Patients' bodies either do not produce enough insulin or do not use it efficiently, allowing for excess sugar, or what doctors like to call glucose, to accumulate in the blood, and this wreaks havoc in the heart, the brain, the eyes, the sexual equipment, your arms, your legs, wherever there's circulation, there's damage. And ironically, or that may be the polite word for it, Victoza is the drug that she's on. It's a once-daily non-insulin injection, and she's been doing commercials for this drug and at the same time cooking the way she does on television. Is this right? I'd love to know your opinions. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I know she has a lot of fans. She's very popular in my part of the country. She also smokes. And we hope that she can get down to ideal body weight, get into an exercise program when her doctor says it's okay, stop smoking. My own opinion is that if you like this kind of food, tiny, and that's the operative word, tiny portions of Dean dishes are okay. But if you're going to have an excessive amount of this, unfortunately, you're going to end up in the doctor's office.
Well, it's some people think that it's hypocritical of her. She has been pushing all of this stuff, as you suggested, Ken, and now she teaches us a lesson. And that maybe, you know, we're all here, I think, in part either to learn lessons or to teach lessons. And so she unknowingly, at least not consciously, becomes the poster person to not eat the stuff that she promotes. Pretty much, you know, we have all of this in terms of the rest of the world. We are by far much worse off when it comes to diabetes, heart disease, obesity, weight problems. And you have all kinds of stories this week that chase that. It's not new. I mean, we seem to talk about this ad nauseum. Every week, there's something else that underscores how silly we are, if that's the word, foolish, uneducated, uninterested, untrimmed. I mean, it just goes on and on. The overweight teenage girls and boys. It is. I was on an airplane yesterday, and I saw three people who were all ridiculously overweight. They have to be conscious of themselves. A mother, father, and a daughter. You got to be conscious of how you look and what it does. You can't feel good.
Well, one of the important stories this week is that parents cause their weight problems, not school. This is out of the American Sociological Association. The number of overweight kids, Doug, has tripled in the last 30 years. Nearly 1 in 5 of those aged 6 to 11 are obese, and 18% of those 12 to 19 have weight problems. And children are overweight, are greater at risk for heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, what we just talked about, high blood pressure, cholesterol problems, and even certain types of cancer. And apparently by middle school, children's eating habits, they've been formed. What a children eat at home and what patterns parents have established, they're more important for deciding obesity than school options.
And with all of these stories about obesity, what happens as you get older comes a story that all the money that's spent in healthcare, the biggest amount of money, spent on people who let themselves go. Sometimes people just die. I talked to somebody yesterday whose father at 73 got up from the table after just having a fat-laden meal, and he had a heart attack and dropped dead on the floor. So no health care benefits for him, but there are others who try, and I don't know which group this is. Be interested to know category all these the people that are getting the biggest bucks spent on them, what are they suffering from? Is there some connection? Is there some thread to that?
Well, this is going to make your hair stand up, Doug. This is from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality this week. The federal government, they reported this past Monday that the nation spent $2.6 trillion with a T on healthcare in 2010. And if you figure this out per person, it comes out to $8,400 per person. But just wait, because half the population spends practically nothing on health care in any given year, while a very few unlucky people account for the lion's share. And specifically in 29, it's amazing, just 1% of the non-institutionalized population accounted for almost 22% of all the health care spending, and just 5% accounted for half the total spending.
And what is it though? Is there one disease or one disorder?
Elderly, female, with health care, Caucasian was the most common person to use the health care system, besides those who have chronic illness. You know, it's a lot like the police. You know, the police hang out with a small segment of people. I noticed that my entire career, that there's a segment of people as a physician that I continuously see, and there's a segment that I hardly ever see.
And those would be?
The people that I hardly ever see?
Yeah.
Predominantly the people at ideal body weight, who eat a more healthy weight.
This is all common sense. I spent yesterday at a healthcare conference in Washington, and a lot of the discussion, some of it had to do with the politics of the various bills, because it's Washington and that's what they talk about. But getting down to the nitty gritty, I challenged everybody who was there, Ken, to talk about what there is that is sponsored by the government that has to do with prevention and education. And person after person after person admitted that there was little or nothing done in those areas. So what are we doing to ourselves? This is why you got people, not to get political, but Ron Paul touches a nerve with people, especially younger people who see what the future is and they don't like it, as all this money is being spent on big, huge companies that are making drug after drug after drug, or companies
that
are...
Well, Ron Paul wants to legalize all drugs.
No, I'm talking about drugs that we...
Oh.
That doctors...
Pharmaceutical drugs, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's the kind of stuff that is, you know, it's just anti-theoretical. What's the word, anti-theoretical? It makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, I must tell, when we have a moment, the audience, what was announced Friday night by the Obama administration, one of the unintended consequences for what they've decided one of the regulations are going to be. It's a place where a government has never gone before. You're not going to believe it.
888-553-7536. I can't help but think that many of these people that we're talking about, and maybe even Paula Deen, could benefit as they have this serious condition, the things that lead, like high cholesterol, to being obese and having heart problems and heart disease. This wonderful product that we have found, this new approach that came from Italy that's been imported, called Cardiol, which is something that helps all kinds of different problems that you might have. Ken, will you explain a little?
Exactly, Doug. Yes, high cholesterol, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. And there's a new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels and also help to lower the bad fats in your blood called triglycerides. Doug, users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe. FDA-registered Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
All right, so here's how this works. Here's how you can benefit. The makers of Cardiol are so confident that you will have terrific experiences by taking this. You get a free 30-day trial. You can try either way. You go on cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net, and use the discount code KEN, or you call them at 888-809-6420. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. Cardiol.net.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Five three 75 36 put you in touch with the most listened to doctor on the weekends around the country, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Your questions will flood in. Sometimes we have sort of a theme here. Ken's going to tell you something that'll knock your socks off in a minute. But let's talk to Alina, who's in Atlanta, about her husband. Yes, ma'am. Please, you're on the air with Dr. Ken.
Yes, Dr. Ken, did he tell you about my husband?
Tell me what's going on, Alina.
Okay, my husband died in 2008 at 83. In 1981 at 55, he had a triple bypass that was not successful. He had almost a fatal heart attack 1 month later. He had, between the ages of 55 and 83, he had 5 heart attacks. His heart at rest was the same at stress. He had aneurysms in his legs. He had he had hepatitis C. He was an alcoholic. He went into cardiac arrest in 1985. He didn't stop smoking until about 86. He had all kinds of.
And why are we why are we surprised this guy died?
I'm not surprised that he died.
Could you answer why? Why he lived those 40-odd years with all of this?
Because he had such a good, loving wife.
No. And I'm the one. I never smoked. I never put a joint in my mouth. I never drank. And I have multiple chemical sensitivity. And now I have a chronic autoimmune disease.
And you doted on him that entire time, didn't you?
Pardon me?
And you doted on him that entire time, didn't you?
No, he did exactly what he wanted to do.
But
he said,
you loved the heck out of him, didn't you?
Yeah, of course, I adored him.
Exactly, and that gave him a will to live.
No, I'm going to tell you, he killed himself. He had stents in his kidneys that had to be replaced, and he wouldn't replace them when he was 83. He would not replace them, and he stopped eating and drinking. And, of course, when you stop eating and drinking, he knew what would happen.
But he was also in his early to mid-80s and had suffered for many decades. But what is really amazing is how he made it out of his 50s.
That's exactly right. But the thing is this, that he was an alcoholic. I think he was pickled. I come up with this theory, and his cardiologist laughed at it. He said I might be right. He adored cats. We came from Manhattan. We lived in New York. I'm living in Atlanta now. But he went out in the freezing cold weather and fed them. I say he had the 9 lives of every cat that he saved.
What about his genetics? His other family, his siblings?
Oh, everyone died when they were in there. All males in his family didn't pass either 50.
Brothers? Did he have any brothers? That's the best
predictor. His brother died. His brother stopped smoking for 10 years, and he developed oat cell cancer. His brother died when he was in his 60s.
Alina, the only thing I can tell is he had a loving wife.
That cannot be the... And also...
Don't throw that away. That's, you know, you obviously don't get the connection, the psychic and other subconscious connections that people have. And what happens, it isn't all about doctors, knives, and drugs. If you don't believe what Ken is saying...
He beat the statistics. He should have died in his 60s or maybe 70s, but he definitely lived a lot longer than he should have. He did all the wrong things. He drank too much. He smoked too much. He had a complicated surgery. He had, you said, 5 heart attacks. They must have been pretty small.
And he went and he had cardiac arrest, 4 defibrillations. They didn't give him until the morning to live. My phone rings. He wanted me to bring him 5 fried rice.
So he is... Spend a day with me. He's not typical. There's something unique about it. And I can tell in your voice, Alina, you are a very compassionate, loving person. And without you, I don't think he would have made it. I really mean that.
All right. That's
she doesn't want to take any credit.
How many more times do you tell her the same thing?
She doesn't want to take any credit. She just misses him.
Yeah, of course she does.
And talking about this just makes her feel good
to remember him. What I want to know is how you live with somebody who smokes. I never have been able to understand how people who smoke live with somebody like that smokes and smokes and smokes.
I don't either, but it's what
hard
we do for love.
Yeah. There's a good song. Why don't we come on?
Michael, get it out.
888-553-7536. All right, headlines from the newsletter this week. Ken, every week, Ken produces a newsletter that we provide to you free of charge. What's our score this week?
Okay, what I do for love is get out the newsletter each week, the latest information from the medical journals, summarized about a particular topic. This week, it's the latest information about cancer, information that you won't expect to see anywhere else.
You'll learn out about Dr. Ken and listening online or listening to the radio, the Good Day Health. This is an email newsletter, health newsletter, that Ken writes. You can check it out either at DougStephan.com or DrKenShow.com. Click on to Ken's picture. It'll give you an email box that says put in your email address here. You'll do that every Friday afternoon. You'll get a very important, it's really compelling the way it's put together. And we offer it to you as a service. All right? So that's the weekly email Good Day Health newsletter, 1:30.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, There's only one thing you can control, your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Weekend 888-553-7536 to queue up in line for Dr. Ken. DrKenShow.com is his web address. DougStefan.com. Email from Jennifer, who asks, we once in a while, I don't know, once a month or so, we get questions from people in one way or another about gluten-free diets and celiac disease and what the difference is. There are people who are on gluten-free diets, some because they have to be, some because they want to be, I guess. Ken, this person is asking what sort of high-tech help there might be. I guess that would mean doing research. Is that what would that mean about celiac disease and or the kinds of food? You don't eat grains. That's where you start, right? You stay away from grain.
Exactly. This is kind of a low-tech area. You know, we don't yet have a genetic molecular fix is what I guess she's asking for. And it's the old-fashioned avoidance treatment. Hopefully one day we'll be able to genetically modify people who have this, and then they'll be able to eat whatever they want. Until that happens, barley, farina, gram flour, rye, semolina, wheat, that's what you want to stay away from.
Yeah, I have often been asked whether you're like Dr. House. And I said, no, I don't think so.
I have a dual life.
Yeah, that may be true. But his,
right.
No, it's not the same kind of dual life as he does.
Right.
How?
I'm just joking.
How much time do you spend? You work in your office 12, 14 hours a day. I've had this question asked of me about you before, whether you watch any of these television shows, medical shows. We've talked about a few of them from time to time, but I don't think we've ever talked about House and how apparently accurate the research that the writers do is with regard to these unusual cases of really weird medical problems that show up. Supposedly his deal is that he is, as eccentric as he is, he's a genius when it comes to figuring out rare disorders and diseases.
House is an interesting show. I've seen it a few times. It is actually well done with medical assistance, and they do find these very unusual cases, and they're well documented medically. And, you know, some doctors like to watch it just to test themselves.
And what about other medical shows over the years?
I tell you, I used to love laughing hysterically with MASH.
Yeah. All right. Something and down
ER,
there.
ER, of course. ER, I think, introduced it. ER yeah. definitely gave you the grime of the emergency department. Yeah. Very, very, very realistic. The first, I think, authentic doctor show. And, of course, we all grew up with you know, the Dr. Kildare and...
Yeah. Ben Crazy.
Ben Casey.
Yeah.
And who was that family?
Dr. Welby. Yeah.
Who, Dr. Welby probably influenced many of our careers
yeah.
who, in my generation.
888-553-7536. In a moment, Dr. Ken is going to annoy you and me with one of the big stories, if not the biggest story of the week. First, though, let's talk to Al, who's in Rapid City, South Dakota. On the air, you are, Al, with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Yes, hello. When I drive, my right leg has a sharp pain down the side of it. It feels like it's 4 or 5 inches. When I sleep or turn on that in the bed and put my leg against just the bed, it pains me too. And I heard the word aneurysm or something like that by one of your people that called in recently. But I'm wondering what's kind of causing that pain.
This pain goes down the side of your leg, you said, Al?
Yes.
Okay. You know, that often makes us think of sciatica. Pain in the legs can be either a plumbing problem due to circulation. They can be due to a clot problem because of a problem with the veins. There's two-way traffic. The arteries can get clogged up going down. Coming back, you can get a clot in the vein. You can have nerve issues, muscle, skeletal, bone, joint issues. Many, many different causes for pains in the legs. There's a nerve from the low back that goes down the side of the leg down to the ankle. It's the longest nerve of the body, the sciatic nerve. And have you had low back trouble?
No.
You have not?
No.
When you walk, does this get worse?
Gets better.
It gets better. So unlikely a circulation problem. You don't have any a swelling, edema, anything like that?
No. Okay. I have a slight case in both legs of some varicosis veins.
Not real bad. Okay, but mild
varicosities
won't cause what you're... This sounds to me like it's in the... It's probably musculoskeletal or nerve issues. Have you been to the doctor, or am I the first one you discussed this with?
First one I've discussed this with.
Yeah, I would go to your primary doctor. Do you do a lot of lifting?
Well, I have a certain exercise that I do, but...
Right. I would hold off, though, doing that till you get this diagnosed, because doing it wrong probably is going to make this worse.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I've had, if I may share my own experience, Al, with this... As a kid on the farm, lifted everything the wrong way, and as an adult, that has followed me in many of the pursuits, including driving long distances. I can't drive long distances with my foot on the accelerator. I have to have a car that has cruise control because I get that. So when you started describing the pain, same thing that I have. And Ken and I have talked about it. It has to do with what's going on in your lower back. I'm not saying that's what's going on with you. But the nerves and stuff in there, good chiropractor has helped me, and good acupuncture treatments have helped me, if that's of any value.
You haven't had any trauma to the hamstring muscles or anything like that, bursitis?
Well, no.
I have diabetes.
Okay,
well, this could be a neuropathy. If you have diabetes, peripheral neuropathy definitely can cause leg pain. That's definitely a possibility here. Either sciatica or peripheral neuropathy is what I think this is, Al.
There you go, sir. Good luck to you. 888-553-7536. Please tell us your story and get to the question and then listen, and let's see if Dr. Ken can help you out if you have some follow-up questions. But we don't really – all of you love the I'm trying to say this in a tactful way. The stories are great for your neighbors and friends and family, you know, the story of your life. But in this circumstance, please think it out what it is that you want to get to question-wise so that Dr. Ken can focus on it, think about it, research it in his mind, and help you out. On and on and on about what's happened over 40 years. And normally it doesn't make me either for good listening for an easy way for us to get to your problem. So God love all of you with your stories. So kind of sad sometimes that people tell these stories because they don't have anybody to listen or care about it. But we, you know, we have to keep moving. Sue, as a matter of fact, comes up next in the queue in Ocala, Florida. Hi, Sue. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, I'd like to know, where can I find a good soy? Because I read so much about soy, and I'm scared to...
No such thing as good soy. It's not good for you. Stay away from it. That's my read on it.
What do you take? I cannot take dairy, and I cannot take soy. So.
Soy is the way the genetically modified foods now are being grown in our country. The soy that used to be is not the soy that is. And if it was me, as a farmer... And somebody who is educated about this stuff, I'd stay as far away from any soy product as you possibly could, whether it's stuff that's fake meat.
Do you know anything about the fermented soy? Because that's being, I think, what she's hearing. And I'm hearing it also, that may be the only alternative is a healthy one.
I would say it would depend on where the soybeans came from. Anything that's GMO'd, stay away. I don't care whether it's fermented or isn't fermented. If you can find some organic soy and it's fermented, perhaps that might be something, Ken, that would be helpful, if that's the question.
Yeah, but where is organic? Everything is organic today.
No, it's not. No, not at all. Go to it. Where do you live in Ocala? Are there any good, there are a couple, depending on where you are, there are a couple of national chains, but sometimes you find a local cooperative that's growing this sort of stuff or may have it. I've never heard of it before. Ken, what, you've heard of fermented soy?
Fermented soy, it's an old thing, and the Japanese live with stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I read about fermented soy, a book that's maybe 100 years old.
Well, but that's, you see, that was before genetically modified foods over the last decades have become an influence, and this is not, again, I'm not a familiar purveyor of fermented soy. That's why we're, I don't know, Ken, I'm going to be quiet now. I said what I had to say.
So what do you take for a probiotic?
Ken loved to answer that question.
What's
a probiotic? Then,
I take kefir, but
kefir's great. I love kefir.
Oh, I love kefir.
It gives me
a lot of mucus.
It causes mucus for you?
Yeah, that's the only problem, but I use kefir.
Oh, kefir's great.
Oh, there are good organic products. We've talked about a number of probiotic products over the years, Ken. Natrin is good. And
Sustanex.
Sustanex is good, so that may be where you want to go, Sue. But if it were me, I don't care whether it's fermented or not. Unless you can verify from some local sort of co-op that the soy is organic or at least not GMO'd,
We don't have co-op and stuff like that in Ocala.
Yeah.
I know. I wish to have that before when I.
You have to come to Orlando, go to Whole Foods, and walk around soon.
Yeah. There you go. 888-553-7536. Carol in Chisholm, Minnesota. Hi.
Hi. I was wondering if Dr. Ken knows anything about phantom pain.
Phantom pain, that's a very fascinating area. You know, in the whole concept of phantom pain began in the Civil War, but during wartime when the guys, unfortunately, very sadly, lost limbs, but they complained to the doctor about horrible pain in the limb that they just lost. And doctors, you know, I've read a lot of the history of medicine, and you read these reports from the Civil War doctors, and they were just fascinated about this. We really didn't understand how this possibly could be until into the 20th century. And this is a real aspect. The spinal cord does sense nerves from limbs that are no longer present on the body. And these sensations, they're described as perceptions by the individual relating to a limb or organ that's not physically part of the body. And it's real.
Yes, it is. It hurts so bad.
Yeah, let me tell you a story, if I may, Carol. My former wife, about whom many people who listen to this program over the years knew a lot, Tony passed away a couple of months ago. She had breast cancer, stage 4, for 20 years. one of the outgrowths, if you will, outshot of her original cancer in her breast as it moved, metastasized, had lodged in her arm. And over the years, excuse me, she had various bones replaced in her arm where the cancer was. Finally, it got to her a year ago, this month, as a matter of fact. She had her arm amputated. And among other things, that's what really caused her rapid demise. But the pain that she felt, the doctors at UCLA told her that once the arm came off, her pain would go away. Because she was, I'm sure you've had the same circumstance, couldn't sleep. For a couple of years, she couldn't get comfortable with the arm that she had because it was so badly infected and had so many problems. She couldn't sleep. So the doctor said, well, take it off and you'll be able to sleep. Well, in fact, just the opposite happened because of these phantom nerves. And when they took her arm off, they put all kinds, they connected some of the nerves to some kind of some potion that was supposed to deaden them. And then 3 weeks later, they took all that stuff off. And she'd feel the same things in her arm that she felt without the arm being there. And it was sort of, I'd never heard the story before. Ken, obviously.
Yes. Carol, you're near the Mayo Clinic. Sometimes treating phantom pain can be very, very challenging. We usually start with drugs. We use antidepressants or anticonvulsants. We have to sometimes use narcotics. But when those don't use, we use what's called a TENS unit, transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation. Sometimes you have to give injections, other implantable devices, and sometimes surgery is the last resort, and this becomes a real, very challenging problem to deal with. But you're blessed being so close to the center, the main campus of the Mayo Clinic. Why don't you go there if you haven't gotten help from your local doctors?
Okay, because I'm on oxycodone, and all they put me on that fentanyl patch.
Yes, this is a real big problem.
Yeah.
But
pain.
I can't sleep, but the pain is terrible.
Yeah. There have been a lot of hospitals and doctors, Ken, who have specialized in pain.
Pain clinics, but if you're on heavy-duty pain, a trip to Rochester. How far are you from Rochester, Minnesota?
About 5 hours.
Okay, you don't need a, you don't need a passport to get there. Why don't you get there?
No.
Yeah, you would be worth your trip, Carol. Good luck to you. Bye. 888-553-7536. Okay, so let's get to the hair-raising, steam-rolling, the effects of this particular ruling that has come down in the last 24 hours, Ken, from the administration.
Yes, back away from Doug. This is going to get the steam out of his ears. Doug, this was announced Friday night by the Obama administration. Not to get political, I'm just reporting the facts, and I'd love to hear how our listeners feel about this, because this is somewhere where government has never gone before. What's been announced is that many church-affiliated institutions will have to cover free birth control for employees. The Obama administration announced this past Friday night. But in a concession, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, who made the announcement, said that nonprofit institutions such as church-affiliated hospitals, colleges, and social service agencies will have one additional year to comply with the requirement, and it's issued in regulations under President Obama's health care overhaul.
All right, so underscore again who the employers are and what they have to do.
These are all employees, including church-affiliated institutions. They'll have to cover free birth control for employees. And what is going to happen if the opponent, obviously there are opponents to this, if they fail to block or overturn the rule, what's being predicted is that religious employers will simply drop coverage for their workers, opting instead to pay fines to the federal government under the health care law. And never before has the federal government forced individuals and organizations to go out into the marketplace and buy a product that violates their conscience.
This government, this administration is sickening. These people just, it's so obvious what's going on here. You want to live in a socialist society? Go to Sweden. That's all this is. 888-553-7536, your reactions to this and more healthcare advice for you here on the Good Day Weekend program.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Dr. Ken, come join us. We have some lines open. Head-to-toe healthcare. You've been wondering about anything you'd like to ask a doctor. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. There's very little in medicine I haven't seen. I'd love to help you out. I won't embarrass you. You have a question about yourself. You've been to the doctor. They can't figure out your symptoms. Or you want some alternatives. You want some traditional medicine, some evidence-based alternative medicine, blended world of medicine. We'll give you both. Questions about you, your spouse, your kids, your parents. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Won't embarrass you. We'll pay for the call, and there's no bill, no paperwork. What a wonderful thing.
Yes. The blog at drkenshow.com, which you can follow back and forth exchanges about questions. It's all about questions and answers. Your questions eagerly received at 888-553-7536 from the WOW department this week. A lot of people take baths in salt, and they find it to be very relaxing. Apparently, bath salts are big sellers in some of these specialty stores in the malls. But there's, if I understand correctly the issue here, people are having these bath salts injected into their skin.
Well, Doug, we have to get you out more often. It's just shows, like, I guess it's good that you don't know much about this.
Okay.
It says something good about your character.
Thank you.
This is a publication in the medical journal Orthopedics. Bath salts is a street lingo for a street drug that's basically, it's just a lot of amphetamine-like chemicals. And it's actually can lead to a flesh-eating disease that doctors call necrotizing fasciitis. And it's people take it as an intramuscular injection. And, you know, they don't think it's a big deal. They get a big high. But this is dangerous stuff. These bath salts, stay away from it.
Ah, and then the boy, I am naive, I guess. I thought we were talking about the stuff we put in the bath water.
Well, it's good.
I'm sure I sounded pretty silly there.
I'm sure that most people don't.
Yeah, all right. So there you go. So here's some news for those of you moms who are pregnant. If you're drinking, this has been back and forth like a ping pong ball. It seems to me we focused a lot on this last month or two about whether to drink or not to drink when you're pregnant. Not, but now this latest story seems to say yet again to that.
Alcoholism clinical and experimental research this month just out, Doug, that drinking and pregnancy, they do not mix. But when are babies the most vulnerable to the effects of alcohol? And we should have this as a trivia question. It appears that it's the end of the first trimester that appears to be the period when alcohol can wreak the most havoc on fetal development, causing physical deformities as well as behavioral and cognitive symptoms later on. So don't drink at any time, but definitely that last part of the first third of pregnancy, that's the worst time.
Mm-hmm. And here's the story about a pill that can help women who are having a heavy period. And that happens a lot, doesn't it?
This is a big problem, especially for younger women. What to do about the pain of period, dysmenorrhea. You know, I live in a woman's home, and this is a real problem. And the good news is that big study done in human reproduction this week, that there's evidence that the use of oral contraceptive pill can ease the cramps, bloating, and other pain, Doug, that women often experience during their period. Women who use the combined birth control pill of estrogen plus progestin, they suffer less severe pain than women who do not use the pill.
Yep. And then a pill that helps you stay fit, another pill. This is like 1984. A pill that you take instead of exercising. What kind of mind-blowing craziness is this?
2084 in your backyard. Yeah. This is out of the medical journal Nature, a very, very believable, reputable medical journal weekly that comes out. And the researchers from Harvard Medical School, they've discovered a hormone that's naturally found in muscle cells. It triggers the calorie burning benefits of exercise. Doug, this newly identified hormone, it's called Orisin. We're going to hear a lot about Orisin. It could lead to treatments for obesity, diabetes, and even cancer, as well as other disorders which exercise may benefit in weaker patients. The hormone increases in the body during exercise, boosting energy expenditure and controlling blood sugar levels. But when the hormone is placed in a pill, the pill should not be used in place of exercise.